Well, if you're old enough to remember the Clinton impeachment, this impeachment inquiry isn't your first rodeo. But what about high school students who weren't born in the 90s? How are they digesting this news? John Speicher joins us now. He's a government teacher at Putnam City High School in Oklahoma City. He's been teaching his students about impeachment and the process. Welcome.
Good to be here.
What kind of things do you do in the classroom to teach the students about the impeachment process?
I'll make them look up the word impeachment. That's where it starts. Then I'll have them whip out. I get them a pocket constitution. They also have a constitution available to them in the textbook. I make them find the impeachment. Then I make them find out when it's occurred, for what charges, what was the turnout from the House of Representatives on the indictment, and what was the turnout on the conviction. They're very good about it, and it's great when you see 30 students that are really, really into the lesson for 50 minutes. They want to know what's going on.
What are they asking? What kind of questions are they asking?
Well, what is the impeachment process? And there is a lack of information in general, not just from the students, but from people in general, that they just don't understand that impeachment is an indictment. So there's a lot of misconceptions.
What kind of misconceptions?
Well, primarily that the impeachment is all you need, the indictment from the House of Representatives. But you need a conviction as well to be removed from office. People don't understand that.
Is it difficult to talk about politics with your students?
You know, a lot of people find it difficult. I don't. The facts are the facts. I try not to parse my political biases because we all have them. I try to give them the information. I allow them to think things through. They're a lot smarter than we give them credit for. As a matter of fact, they're brilliant in their curiosity and their inquiry.
And what do they think of what's happening in Washington right now?
Well, they see it as polarized. They see that conversations may not be happening. And I'm there to provide just the information and allow them to make sense of this world, because they are adults next year. For all intents and purposes, they are the adults that are going to, well, they are our future.
Do you think they're going to vote in the election next year?
I hope so. Last 2 years, I registered 700 voters, and I will probably register. I've already had about 120 registered this year. So yes, I hope they want to do it. They sound excited about it. So I'm excited that they're going to use their powers.
Are they hopeful about the future of the country?
You know, at times they may not appear to be. They may appear to be a little dismal on it, and I understand why. They're surrounded with pessimistic news. Some of them are like that. But this is, I have to reassure them, and there's a lot of great educators out there that do. This is your future. You are a small percentage of our population, but you are 100% of our future. And the things that we can solve from the baby boomers, from the Gen X, it's up to you. And I have confidence you can do it.
Let's talk about Oklahoma's civics curriculum for a second. The state requires students to take a year-long history course, but only half a year of government. It also requires an exam for history, not for government. You think there should be more mandated civics education at the high school level?
I think it needs to start about 7th or 8th grade, just in exposure, understanding the documents that we were based on, or how our government works, a very unique government. I think we need to probably do about a year and a half to 2 years on this and have a test. We have a citizenship test for people who come to this country, but for the citizens that are here, they could not pass that same exam.
Mm-hmm. You know, what I find interesting is you're teaching high school seniors who weren't even alive when President Clinton was impeached in the 90s.
Yeah, I find that there's things that I talk about and I go, wow, in retrospect, we talk about 9/11 or we talk about other things and how the country has changed over time. And I think to myself, I talked to them about a decade ago. This happened a decade ago. They were seven. They were playing with G.I. Joes or Fortnite or whatever was going on at that time, I suppose.
Right.
But I have to be, you know, I have to be very careful to keep it relevant and keep it contemporary.
Okay, so right now you're talking to an audience of all ages across the country. What would you want people to know about impeachment from the civic side?
From the civic side, allow the process to happen. Allow the evidence to come forth if there is. It's part of the checks and balances. It's one of the greatest things that our country created. We separated a power from a king. We put into three distinct areas so he couldn't create the law, execute the law, and then tell you if it was fair or judicial or not. So we have this process to keep overzealous executives and other civil leaders in check. And this is the process that has worked. Believe in it. Allow this impeachment process to occur. It's keeping our Constitution alive. This, without a check and balance, power falls into one area, and that's always, always dangerous.
That's John Speicher, who's a government teacher at Putnam City High School in Oklahoma City. He's been teaching his students about the impeachment process. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me, Mr. Hobson.